There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
I was having a chat to Sinéa May Francis. She looks after the ARN News Centre app, about some of the stories making the headlines today.
In the news on the ARN News Centre app.
So, Sinéa, what are the top stories on the ARN News Centre app today?
Today, our top story is about how the UAE has announced New Year holidays for the UAE private sector. And the second story is about how road closures are in place across Dubai for Friday's Spinneys Dubai 92 Cycle Challenge. It's expected to be in place from 6 a.m. and could affect areas like Mira, Rimram, Motor City, Arabian Ranches, Dubai Sports City. There's a whole lot out there. Please check our app for the detailed map. And there are also road diversions that will come into play on two key Dubai roads for the next 7 months. Starting Friday, new detours will be in place on Latifa bin Hamdan and First Al Khail roads to enable construction work. I'd say check the app for the detailed map.
So, Sinéa, we know it's going to be a really, really busy weekend for travel. Can you shed any light on the advice that's been given?
Right, so there is a special advisory out for those flying out for their winter holiday. Dubai airports say it's crucial for passengers to check in early as it's one of the busiest periods of the year. Paul Griffiths, CEO of Dubai Airports, told ARN that people travelling between December 15th and 23rd should arrive at least 3 hours before departure and check in online. Another thing to keep an eye out for the weekend, there's a weather warning in place. Lots of rain and thunder, and authorities have advised motorists to exercise caution on the roads as rising dust and sand could hinder visibility. It's expected to remain the same till Monday, and the NCM has advised residents against heading to the Wadis and to skip the beach as the sea will be very rough.
And finally, if you're looking for something to do over the weekend, what is on offer, Sinéa?
Well, there's a trip to the Dubai Safari Park that we highly recommend. It's free entry before the official launch in January, so head out and make the most of the school break.
Thanks very much, Sinéa. Have a great weekend.
See you later.
So, Tim, do you think you will be one of those people heading to the safari this weekend?
Not this weekend, but I think that's a really good idea. The soft opening idea to get people used to it. As they, you know, and it gives you time, doesn't it? If you're opening something like this, never happened here before, either. We've never had a safari park in this region. You get to see how it works, what's in place that should be, what's in place that shouldn't be, what you need to put in place that wasn't in place, you know what I mean? It's that's the whole idea of a soft opening, I get. But it's a good thing to get feedback from. It's supposed to be incredible.
Yeah, I mean, Maria Botros from the ARN News Centre
went
down.
She's been raving about it.
And and I liked looking at her sort of Instagram story, everything like that. It was quite exciting. She had a safari hat on, which also I think that would help me feel in the zone. If
Do you think
when you arrive, you get a safari hat, that'd be great.
Dr. Lindo Taylor, I presume, that kind of acid.
Yeah.
That was.
I'd probably try and dress in khaki on the day just to feel like I maybe was a park ranger. You know, just to really get into character, no?
You never fancy doing that as a job? They're part-time work, you never know. You could be there and shepherd some tigers.
You're trying to get rid of me already.
Not in so many words, yeah, but no, I think it's a really, really good thing. The other thing this weekend, of course, is to watch out for rain. As is always the case here this time of year, we're lulled into this false sense of security, aren't we? It's, I can go anywhere, don't need a raincoat. You're going to need it this weekend if the NCMS are accurate. They are to be believed, of course. I nearly said they weren't, but they are.
But the interesting thing is you wait all summer and you're like, oh, it's a bit too hot to do anything, bit too hot to sit outside, bit too hot to do anything. And now I'm a bit like, oh, it's a bit cold in the evening, I need a jacket on.
It's not pleasing you, is there?
No, there's nothing to please me.
You should buy a safari hat, NLT, and then you'll be happy. You going to head down to the safari park? Is that up your street?
Yeah, I will do. Not this weekend, but I definitely plan to go at some point, maybe when it's a little bit warmer.
Fair play to you.
Yeah, if the weather's not great, I don't know if I fancy the risk of rain. That's the only thing. Anyway.
You can't take the girl out of Manchester, can you?
No. But it is a busy weekend this weekend for the airports too, and we'll be talking about that just after 5 o'clock, because if you are planning to travel, particularly on a plane, be aware that it's going to be hectic. Get there nice and early is the advice.
Yeah, that's right. Paul Griffiths, the CEO of Dubai Airports, on the radio this morning on the Business Breakfast, saying they're well prepared, but you can't get around the fact that it is going to be busy. Bumper weekend for Dubai Duty Free, I would imagine, as well. More importantly, though, at the airport, I think it's the gingerbread man, the gingerbread Burj Khalifa.
I knew you were going to mention that.
To be honest, well, it's enormously interesting, I think, but it's 14 metres tall.
Wow.
So how do you construct something like that? That's something, I guess you do it in sections, but that then it becomes a bit like gingerbread Lego. How good is that?
Do you think you can eat all of it?
Absolutely no way. I do like a gingerbread man, though.
Or woman.
Say. Well, yeah, potentially.
Equal gingerbread eating opportunities.
It's continuing the theme of Burj Khalifa this week, isn't it? Because you very kindly gave Tim a soap Burj Khalifa, which
soap
I don't think he's yet to use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that I'm saying anything, Tim.
I haven't used it yet. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah,
I donated it to my daughter and she smelled it and went, oh, it's really nice, Daddy. It's in a trinket box in her room, which is the size of her room. Her whole room is full of beads and all sorts of like girl things that I dare not examine.
Okay.
You know what it is.
Yeah. Who knows?
You remember being a young girl, don't you? Soap was fascinating.
I'm not that old, Tim. I do remember it more clearly than you remember being a young boy. Let's just leave it there. I know. Coming up on the programme, it is Drive Live Talks Automotive. We will be talking about the safety of delivery riders. Often they're on motorbikes and mopeds, and there's been a road safety study, so we'll be having a look at that. We've got two guests and they will be examining what we can do to increase awareness amongst car drivers and also the dangers that bikers face. Coming up next.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.